there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You know you can listen to this show, as always, on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are making us a part of your Thursday morning or on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and we do it live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we are on before Dan Patrick Monday through Friday. So every single weekday morning, 6 to 9 Eastern time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific time. So it's nice to get to hang out here. The sun is coming up here on the West Coast where we're doing the show live from. So it's a little bit unique for us. But nonetheless, some stories are still stories apparently in the world of sports and in the NFL. And one of those is the dysfunction that was the Philadelphia Eagles from 2023 into 2024 when they had that awful playoff performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And according to Derek Gunn, and there's a couple of different angles to this.
No, Derek Gunn.
So he covers the Eagles. And according to sources, he said that, remember Big Dom? You know, Big Dom got suspended for that run-in he had against the Niners back in that
Big
fun
Dom.
Game. Yeah. Apparently, Big Dom being suspended, he controls Nick Sirianni's emotions on the sidelines. So in his absence, Nick got into numerous arguments with players and coaches during games. So that was an underlying factor as to the demise of the Philadelphia Eagles. Not the fact that they just played awful down the stretch, but because Nick Sirianni's emotions weren't able to be kept in check because Big Dom was ousted. So yeah, there's a layer to that there.
Their defense struggled all year. You know, Big Dom or not, I'm not sure that was going to change much. And offensively, they struggled at times too. So, I love Big Dom. I feel like everyone needs a Big Dom in their life.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure. Like, you want to use that as an excuse for why things didn't work out, and clearly, it seemed like there was a bit of just a decline from that time that Big Dom, you know, was no longer allowed back on the sidelines. But it does feel like a bit of an excuse, and really glossing over what was the issue last year. It was both coordinators. Whether it was Sean Desai, even Matt Patricia, when he tried to take over for a period of time, or Brian Johnson on the offense, they schematically took a large step back from where they were the years prior. And you saw Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon looked as head coaches. And that's why, again, I don't want to make too much of this about Big Dom, because I think now they identified what their real issues were. And that was finding coordinators who were experienced and could come in and get this team back to playing at the level that they know they can play at. And Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore, I think, will do that. So I just hope we allow Big Dom back in the sidelines, man. We need Big Dom back.
Yeah. Jeez. Added some entertainment.
It does sound like, obviously, an excuse. But could there be a little bit of legitimacy to the story? I don't see why there wouldn't be some legitimacy to that. I mean, if you have someone that is a calming presence and is respected by all
who's
parties
involved.
Who's
that in your life, LeVar?
Man, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I keep Jesus with me. And
you call Jesus?
Yeah, and I call his name when I need some assistance and I need
how to, do you say it?
I say, Jesus, if you're listening, help!
And who does Jonas call? Is it Lee?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's no, 100%.
You don't call Lee when you're in trouble?
And no, Lee calls Todd. No, so when you're not even Lee.
It's really Todd.
There is an order.
You guys wouldn't understand this, but when I'm in trouble, you know who I call? The weight room. That's who I call.
Oh, geez.
And I find the heaviest thing in there.
Why do you make yourself out to be such a meathead?
I find, because it's a new audience, maybe they'll believe it. And I find the heaviest weight in there, and I see what I can do with it. All right, that's what I do. But again, everybody's different. You know, everybody's
here's what our audience doesn't know, is that when you sit on the curb, your leg's still dangling.
And he can hula hoop through a cherry.
Right.
It's pretty slim.
I don't knock anymore. I just jump through the keyhole.
It's not your fault you drink out of a thimble, you know?
Oh, no.
Can we ask Lee, though, like, who does Lee rely on?
It's got to be Todd.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
No, it's an awful thing.
I feel
thing.
Like
no.
You may end up
awful
like Nick
choices.
Sirianni.
Exactly.
Bad decisions are made, yes.
Exactly.
Now, there's a salacious element to some Eagles drama, if you guys want to get mixed in and get dirty with this here. Craig Carton of FS1 said that he knows what the issue was that splintered the Eagles locker room. And as he put it, it was something that would fracture any relationship between men. And he said it'll be interesting to see if a certain big name player on the Eagles is back with the team next year.
That sounds like a woman.
I mean, that's, well, you know.
That sounds like a
man
woman.
That involving a woman.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct.
Got to clarify. Yeah,
or involving.
Yeah, you got to clarify that in today's world.
New era.
Okay, how about this? This is new era. How about that? Sounds like a relationship. How about that? Because we could even go a little further than that. It sounds like there's a relationship involved, and somebody had a relationship with somebody else's relationship, or and it spun out of control.
Now, Adam Schefter went on local radio in Philly and said that he reached out to somebody about it, and they said, it's complete you-know-what. So, he's denying all this.
Could you imagine being Adam Schefter, where even if it is true, like, you know exactly the relationship that affected the relationship who he's talking about, you know?
Well,
I wouldn't want to know all that. Like, I do not want to know about people's personal lives. I really don't.
I don't either, unless it impacts what's going on. That's the only way and it's like, okay, he's leaving.
In this case, aren't we saying it impacted
yes.
what's going on?
Yes.
So you
that's
do
what
know.
I'm saying.
You do want to know.
I just want to know why it would, like, what happened in terms of why he's leaving or doesn't want to be
you
there.
You act like you probably didn't have something like that when you played in your locker room.
Oh, yeah, come on.
What do you
anybody
mean?
Mow anybody else's lawn, Lamar? Come on.
I got stories.
Oh, yeah?
One jumped out super quick, too.
I would never forget a dude talking about, I don't even know how to say this. He was being accused of something by a significant other, and so she needed to smell it.
Oh, wow.
That was like that.
What?
I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. I got one where
I'm not willing to go any further.
Yeah, that's why I was just going. I was going to move us to a different story. same topic, different story. Same bat place, same bat time, just different explanation. Yeah. So there was a story of a player that was pretty close with his teammate. Families were pretty close, hung out one day. They're hanging out. There was something needed from the grocery store.
Oh, God, I know this story. No. You told me this story.
Eggplant? What was it? What'd they need?
Oh, dang.
Little minivan?
Not a minivan. It was like one of them excursion vans, you know?
Oh,
them old school,
those.
You know, had a little
has so much room.
It has so much. It has so much room, right?
All-wheel drive.
Four-wheel. Great emergency brake system too.
Oh,
you know, you put
man.
That emergency brake on, the bad boy don't rock as much, you know. and apparently they made a pull back the emergency brake. You know, man. I make that noise like
climbs in the back.
They parked in the grocery store parking lot in
paper or plastic.
But they weren't plastic.
You know they're doing it right if they put the car in park, yep. turned it off,
yep.
had to pull the e-brake to yep. stabilize yep. the car.
Yeah, stabilize it. But the problem was is that they were, you know, it was the teammate's spouse and it was teammate's teammate. Like, and somehow they got caught. They got caught and it came out and
Did that fracture the locker room?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
You don't think that fractured the locker room?
I don't know.
They were both significant players, I'll tell you
that. I'm curious how the rest of the cookout went when they got back.
Right.
The cookout was over. It was over.
How would that not draw a red flag? Like, you see your significant other and your teammates going off. You're like, wait a second.
To the grocery store?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
did you go get some eggplant? You know, it's like, I don't know.
I would have to assume. I'm just assuming. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I would have to assume
yourself.
That was not me, by the way. Full disclosure, it was not me on any side of it, by the way. But I would have to assume, wouldn't one spouse, like more particularly the teammate, need to be like maybe intoxicated or something, like somewhere where they're like kind of impaired? I would have to assume. Yeah. I would have to assume that would be the way it would have worked out.
Man,
you know?
I just hope we get Big Dom back.
Yeah,
I mean that leads to the point of the whole conversation, right? I mean, because Dom wasn't involved with anything like that. But
can I just say?
You think he could smooth out the between the guys
Dom, he'd sit you down. He'd give you some life advice. And you'd be like, you know what?
She wasn't
right,
for
Big
you.
Dom. Yeah,
that person wasn't for you.
He'd be able to get you to figure it out.
The way things fell apart for them, would it surprise you if you found out that what Craig Carton said, that there was some validity to it, that there was something more that went on that could have fractured the locker room? Like the way things played out, because it appears like it was more than just bad football down the stretch.
It wasn't a good season by any means. Defensively, they never adjusted. They had injuries. They couldn't stop anyone in the secondary. That was an issue. Offensively, they could never replicate what they did the year before as far as the explosion, the big plays, any of that. It felt like they couldn't consistently run the football when they really needed to. So none of that has to do with whatever the hell we're trying to do.
But could it? I mean, could it have been?
From week one through the entire –
they started off pretty fast. And then they just kind of fell
off. Their record was one thing.
It was fool's gold.
Yeah, because the entire time we kept saying, like, eventually they're going to fall off. Like, eventually it was going to happen. Their record was not built the way it was 2 years ago. When you felt like they were a dominant physical football team, they dominated both lines of scrimmage, and you felt like they could, you know, bully their way all the way through the NFL.
I mean, is it just a possibility that they got too comfortable and too confident? Did they lose that hunger that got them to the Super Bowl the year before? Or do we really think that it was because the personnel-wise was the personnel?
Well, apparently somebody got hungry there.
Oh, geez. They was eating.
Yeah. Like
eating good.
I think eating off of their
plate and somebody else's.
Hey, if you're going to leave that there, I'll take it.
Are you going to eat that?
The change in coordinators, to me, had a big deal to do with it. They couldn't make adjustments when they needed
to.
My
chicken bone.
They could never find that out. So,
yeah, it's
I'm trying to keep us on track.
Hey, I'm just these are the reports.
Is that turkey
out there,
or is that ham?
Listen, it is my cheat day. These are the reports. These are the reports that are out there. So all we're doing is commenting.
You want
on
it
the,
so badly to be true, don't you,
John? I wonder. Why would he make that? Why would Craig Carton just make that up out of thin air? And then, you know, Adam Schefter's got a vested interest in this because he doesn't want to be – he doesn't want to have Craig Carton step in his lane and get all the juicy stuff. So he's going to come out and try and downplay it or dismiss it. I just wonder, you know, how much of this – there's some fire there with this smoke. That's all. Just curious. And apparently this has happened before in the NFL. So that is a possibility. That being said – Nick Sirianni needing somebody to calm him down on the sideline because his temper is so out of whack. Brady, you know Sirianni. Is that Paisan passion?
Passionate? He's got the Paisan passion, man. Yeah. He's got the Paisan passion. It sometimes takes another Paisan like Big Dom to calm him down, you know? That's just how it works.
I mean, be able to kind of smooth things over with other people. I mean, I find there to be some tremendous value in these words that are being spoken.
Where did Big Dom go to college?
Penn State.
Oh, that's
I used to see him all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, what was Big Dom doing when he was in Happy Valley?
Wearing a lot of T-shirts. He wore a lot of T-shirts.
That was a thing. That was a look, though. That was a thing.
Yeah, but he wore more than the average Joe. Like, if two to three different colors or under the same, you know, shirt with the long shirt was a thing. Dom was always like a real, like, strong built dude. Like, we used to always see him and be like, dude, why aren't you on the team? Like, why don't you come out and try out for the team? And we was cool. Like,
what
we was always
say?
Cool. I don't remember. I don't really recall. I don't want to lie on him. I don't remember. I don't recall. But he was like he's a big dude. Like he's not just big. He's tall. So he's a tall big dude. And you know we walked to class. We hung out. We kicked it. Like me and Dom was like we were cool. We were actually. I didn't just know him in passing. Like me and Dom were cool.
All right.
So
he might be one of my top 10 Italians of all time.
He's a pretty cool dude.
I mean, Sinatra's one.
Jonas
obviously.
Is uncomfortable. Like well, you want to ask me about it and then try to get out of it.
No, I mean my wife, my in-laws, probably Fasano.
You know,
Anthony Fasano. I would put him up there. But like Big Dom's got to be in there for me.
I mean,
Dom's
I would just
a dope dude
for the record because I've been keeping track here because somebody's got to do it. First lie told by LeVar Arrington at about 15 after the second hour of the program.
Why is that?
What was the lie?
Where he said, quote unquote, I walked to class with Big Dom when you on our show on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe have admitted that you used roller skates to get to class.
Blades.
Roller blades.
Get it right.
All right.
Yeah. That's a big difference as far as your, the masculinity card.
Right. Well,
I'm just saying the visual looks a little different.
It looks a little different, but I mean, rollerblades were
like rollerblades. You know, it looks a little more
hockey-ish.
Right.
You know, like
yeah, but a little more like you know, tough guy. You know,
really?
Roller skates. It's like, okay.
I wasn't going for tough guy. I was going for the looks. I was going for the clout.
Still, exactly. You know? It looks a little cooler.
Is it the difference?
I was trying to look cool. Though.
So, like, are rollerblades the snowboarding equivalent, and roller skates are the skiing equivalent?
That's fair.
Would you say
is it?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, okay. Right? No?
I mean, if you want
to- I don't know. I mean, I just felt like rollerblades became a thing because people wanted to feel like they were ice skating, like playing ice hockey versus just running on your feet.
That makes sense.
Rollerblading became like a thing in like, you know, different places.
What kind of blades do you have? You have Bowers?
They were Bowers.
Yeah.
Remember K2s?
I had several pair, actually. I had a pair.
I bet you did.
They were, I did.
I bet you did, Bagman.
Who got you this? The Bagman?
Yeah. Bagman was getting you all those rollerblades?
Smart's like, hey, you want me to come to State College? I need a pair of Bowers ASAP.
Rollerblades.
Hey, the Bagman at Penn
Joe
State.
Joe Pa, you'll never believe this.
First off, I would
we're
going
to get Arrington for about six pairs of rollerblades.
I would never disclose if that were the case, one
hey,
thing.
LeVar.
Secondly, my father is 100% disabled vet. So I actually, if I was a full-time student in school, I got a nice check every month. As being a child of a disabled vet.
What would Joe Paterno say to you if he saw you on rollerblades in the hallway?
They saw me on. I didn't wear them in the hallways.
What would
very
he say though? Like, how would he say it?
He'd have been like, "Hey, what are you doing, Arrington? Get off of those blades and walk. Walk to class.
Is that?"
You're gonna fall and hurt yourself. I'm nuts.
You're going to hurt yourself.
You know, you use the guitar. You're
like, somebody get him. What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing?
That's what he would have said.
I think Brady had some blades with the number 10 and BQ on
they
the
were on, in line.
That's not true. I actually, I will admit this. I have skied one time in my life, and I haven't really ice skated or rollerbladed or any of that, but I was going up on the ski lift, and I didn't pick up my one leg. So I literally, like, I lost one of my skis. It got clipped. It got, like, stuck as I was going up. So I looked at the dude next to me. I go, what do I do now? He goes, I don't know, man. Just try to, like, balance.
I don't know.
Balance when you get off the lift, and hopefully someone will bring you the other ski back up.
That's what they're supposed to do. The next person is supposed to grab your ski and bring it up for you.
Yeah, which I think someone did eventually. Yeah. But I was, like, trying to make my way off the lift. I looked like an absolute moron. Everyone's looking at me. They're like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. Sorry, man.
Lee, our executive producer, can I ask you a question? If you've snowboarded 100 times, how many of those were sober?
None.
Jeez.
Especially snowboarding. Yeah, none.
Jeez. Lee, when did you start snowboarding? Like 14? Like how old were you?
I'll plead the fifth on that one. But yeah, you got to go. You got to go pack
It'll
your
drink one too.
The bigger question is, how many things do you do sober?
Well,
this show.
Yeah, this show. That's about
this,
it.
This
start
show.
Start the day.
Haters. I don't know. We've seen him in Vegas.
80% of the time.
We've seen him in Vegas.
Time this show.
A rare form, I think. I don't know. That could have been the norm.
No,
I mean,
70% of the time he does.
Oh, man.
Maybe 60.
That's so funny, man. All right.
It's hard to get out.
It is the... Yeah, Joel's got a wild horse on his hands.
Hey, Joel, we're not great with breaks, buddy. Let me tell you, we are not good with breaks.
Yeah, it happens. It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you.
Bang,
so coming
bang.
Up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are already
Hammers.
Seeing the impact of a great thing in the world of sports, and apparently the sky is the limit. We'll tell you what that is. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
It's the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up, we'll call it about less than 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to dust off a little something we do on our morning show, which you can hear before the Dan Patrick Show here on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's a little something called Would You Rather. We're going to make some hard decisions, courtesy of the host of the segment, Lee DeLapp. And Lee DeLapp comes up with some real gems. This is Brady Quinn's favorite segment. Every single week we do it.
It's not.
And we figured...
Have you guys noticed like the intro and outro musics that that Joel's... I believe it's Joel playing. It's much classier than we're used to.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Come on, man.
It's like nice, classy, you know.
I missed nice hour two intro music, if you ask me.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I can't wait till next week. Get right back to it.
I mean, look.
Juicy Fruit, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't.
Hey, Joel, can you tell them about Entombed Juicy Fruit, please?
Oh, that's the killer.
Thank you.
The killer.
Thank
the
you.
Number one.
Thank yeah. you.
Lights on. Usually the lights are coming on at the club when they play that one.
There you go.
Oh, I figured the lights would be going off. You know what I'm saying?
That's when Biggie comes on is when the lights is going off.
That's a big hit. Oh, okay. Yeah, Joel, that's a big hit, like Cosmic Bowling and Waterloo.
Oh, there you go.
Play that late at night. Just saying. Mm.
Joel, what you know about Waterloo, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I graduated from St. Ambrose down in the Quiet City, so I know about Illinois, those little Illinois towns, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Monmouth,
Waterloo
baby.
Is Iowa, though.
That's Iowa.
Yeah, that's where he's from. Yeah. Yeah.
We can't escape Iowa, apparently. Like, if it's not Iowa,
I'm not a Sam Iowa, Iowa University type.
Oh.
Yeah, thank God.
You're more Detroit.
That's right.
Detroit. Stand up.
D-Town.
Detroit. All right.
Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you know about the
U? Novi.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yep.
Bloomfield Hills.
Isaiah.
Anything else?
The D.
So,
you got to be.
There we go.
You got to be careful because if you ain't living right, you get caught up and you get the D.
Professional broadcaster here. Not me.
I was waiting on LeVar.
I will not. I will not partake. But apparently,
everybody can't handle the D.
apparently, everyone is partaking in sports betting because, according Doug Greenberg of ESPN, the nationwide handle per the American Gaming Association, just under $120 billion. So we're looking at close to a 28%
increase. One more time?
Increase.
How much was that?
$120
billion. Billion dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're looking at close to a 28% increase over the numbers from 2022. Mm-hmm. So a big year for sports betting in 2023. And just think, if some of these other states out there could get their act together and legalize sports betting, these numbers would only go up, but there's still 12 that are holding out.
Yeah, and the big ones too, right? California, Texas, huge populations, some that are growing by the day, depending on who you ask. But, I mean, you guys live out in Cali. Is this ever going to happen? Like, what's the holdup?
I've tried, man.
I've tried.
What?
I've been pounding the table. I was holding signs out in front of supermarkets, letting everybody know there's worse things in the world than being a degenerate gambler.
That's such a lie.
I'm telling you,
man. That's the last thing you would ever do.
What do you mean?
Would be like the guy with like the winding sign trying to get people to come inside or anything like that.
You don't think so?
Looking like a wind puppet outside.
Yeah, dressed up like I'm outside a car dealership, letting everybody know, like, hey, come on. Like, come on in. Like, it's okay to gamble on sports. Like, where Brady's from Ohio. They got, like, you could go gamble at a supermarket.
It is a gold mine in Ohio right now. Ohio folks love sports, and they'd love to have something on the line for it, too. So,
I don't understand why people wouldn't want to gamble on a game. Like, I really don't. Like, I can understand, well, it kind of takes away the, the pureness of sports. Okay. Well, if you want to get that pureness back, have money on the over, right? If you want to add a little something to this, have money on this game in some way, shape, or form, and it's going to increase the amount of interest you have in this sporting event. I'm telling you, man. It's only a matter of time, Var. They need some betting boosts up at State College. Var?
I have nothing for y'all.
Why not?
You know, because I don't really get into it.
Why not?
I like gambling. I like the concept of gambling for everybody else.
We're trying to put you up on some game.
He likes it for everybody else. You like watching everyone either winning or losing.
That's right. I like to tell you lines, and if I can get it right, and I know what I'm thinking. I just don't know the terminology the way you guys know it. You know, stuff like that.
Who cares?
That's why I don't do it though. It's because I just can't learn it the way you guys have it. You know, I don't say it the way you guys say it, so I just steer clear of it.
I mean, I don't know Spanish that well. Every time my wife yells at me, I just nod my head.
I just know this. If I ever go back to a sports book, I mean, I can lose all by myself. That's what I will say. You know, I don't need to pass off my
cash.
Did
you go to one this past trip?
Yeah. I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
You know, watching my money just go up in flames. You know, because
we got screwed.
I gave my cash to one live bet Jesus to bless and present to thee. And well, that's
you and I.
So hold on. Can we first define who live bet Jesus is, Jonas?
I mean, you guys are still claiming it's me.
I don't know.
This audience has no idea who that is.
So for people that are not familiar, Live Bet Jesus was, I don't even know if you were to call it a character. I would call it a superpower, if you want, that appeared on the Sunday night show we used to do, Brady Quinn and I. And he would just show up, and a piece of paper would fall down from the sky into the studio somehow, some way. And I'd open up the piece of paper, and there would be a bet, a live bet. Thus, his name was Live Bet Jesus. Even as a Twitter account or an X account at Live Bet Jesus, like the whole thing, it was very bizarre. And he's still out there. And for some reason, I've been accused of being Live Bet Jesus, even though it's weird. He only shows up like when Brady's doing the show. When Brady's not doing the show, nowhere to be found. But when Brady's doing the show, he shows up, which is a little odd.
Well, here's all I know is you two have eerily similar track records in betting, where you're both huge losers.
Very true.
And Lee can attest to this because he's been around Live Bet Jesus and these shenanigans for a long time. Now, Lee, how many bets, how often do you think Live Bet Jesus wins? Is it like 20%, 30% of the time?
Well, we call him Live Bet Loser for a reason, is because, he comes in well below the 33%.
And the irony is Jonas also loses a ton of bets. Didn't you go like 1-for-13 one of these Super Bowls, Jonas?
Broncos, Seahawks, Super Bowl, 1-17 of my bets.
Okay, 1-17, there you go.
But you know what?
And now you're giving LeVar bad betting advice.
Not true.
In a sports book.
He didn't give me bad advice. He just took my money and went and lost it for me.
No. You and I were on the right side of that bet. We bet.
How do you ever give Jonas money?
We bet Ortiz.
It was a trust exercise.
We bet Ortiz.
Not the co-host to give it to.
Listen. Yeah.
It's also not Lee either, by the way.
We bet Ortiz to beat Teofimo Lopez.
He should have won.
He should have won the fight. We got screwed. We had plus 500 money. We got screwed. That's not my fault.
That it would go the distance, and you seem to mix up me picking it would go the distance for it wouldn't go the distance.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yes, see, exactly.
I was sitting there.
I was like, at least I won one of the bets. It wasn't the big one, but at least I won one of them. Then I looked down. I was like, wait, He picked me for it not to finish. What did I do, Lee? I just ripped him up, right?
Then you know what?
Threw him down.
Ripped him up, threw him down.
Here are your options, LeVar. You give it to Jonas, he'll lose you the bet, okay? You can give it to Lee, he'll just take it to the liquor store. Or you give me your money, and I'll just go invest it. I'll tell you that I put it into something, and then I'll just give you some coupons flipped up from that.
See, now here's the part of the story that I didn't reveal to you. Before we left, I went down and cashed a ticket because I hedged my bet, and I had Teofimo Lopez to win by decision. So I went ahead and had to hedge that bet for you.
A win-win.
I mean, again, and it's not my fault.
LeVar didn't see the money.
It's not my fault he was misquoted. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, LeVar.
Get Live Bet Jesus to show up today?
No, probably not.
There's got
to
be like basketball over in Europe or something.
There's always something. I mean, yeah. Look, you see the money that comes in, $120 billion. Of course, there's something to gamble on. There's always something to gamble on, you know? And look, I've said it before. Like, if you don't gamble on sports, I don't think that we could be friends. Like, I don't want to be seen with you. I don't want to know you.
Well, you clearly made that clear when you saw me in Vegas, you know? You definitely kept on like, hey, come have a seat.
You know what the insult to injury there is to LeVar? You know, Jonas just sitting drinking water until you show up to the bar. And then you're like, all right, I got the next round or two. Yep. And Jonas immediately starts drinking.
Lee did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Did Lee and I.
Lee was not playing around with high-end liquor when he knew he wasn't paying for it. I did notice that.
Well, Lee, what were you drinking?
Well, first off, they gifted me that old-fashioned and then ended up charging it to you, so I apologize.
But when we was at shots out to my people at the Golden Steer.
They gifted it to you and charged you?
They gifted and then charged.
Yeah.
They did. They did both.
That's such a savvy move.
All at the same time. All at the same time.
So glad you're here.
Hey, we made an extra one of these.
Yeah, and then it was on my check.
I think the reason they got charged for it is because they caught Lee pouring a bottle of Evan Williams in his old fashioned.
That might have happened.
You know, that's the little mini bottle.
I mean, but it's such low shelf rail liquors that Lee drinks on his own. And then when we was at the Stair, it was like, sir, would you like to have the wine list? Bruh. It was like, why, thank you. I would. I was like, what? Like,
please pass the great coupon.
I was like, wait, hold on. Lee's asking for
when in Rome,
the wine list? Like, is he, they bring the wine list out. The dude starts talking about the different wines, the high-end wines. He didn't even let him transition out of high-end wines. He was like, yes, I'll take that one.
And you, by the way, you know if there's any left, Lee's going to put a cork in that thing.
He was drinking it. He was drinking. Lee was taking it down. Like, yes, that is the one that I shall take. I choose if this one. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Well, listen, that'll conclude our coverage of sports betting and the increase in sports betting for the year 2023.
Hey, California and Texas, get your act together.
I agree.
All right?
I agree.
This thing out.
Well, there's so much money on the table, they're just leaving it there. It's too bad.
I mean, shame. Think about all the funding, all the money to go buy more masks, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And that's the biggest point here. That really is the biggest point here. And by the way, if you're going to buy a car, we recommend a Mercedes-Benz, because owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes-Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Coming up next here, we are going to have a fun little edition of Would You Rather. This is something we do on our morning show before the Dan Patrick Show, but we have got to make difficult, tough decisions and options in the world of sports and beyond, and that's yours right here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up top of next hour, we'll call it a little over 12 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios. The draft is right around the corner. And we already have some draft rumors and storylines that have started to enter into the discussion in the NFL. We'll get the very latest on what it involves, a quarterback and a team looking to offload their current quarterback. That'll be yours here again, coming up a little over 12 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of Would You Rather, and this is something we do on our weekday show here before the Dan Patrick Show, I do want to let you know that we are brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide and see the full line of hand-cooked tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's make history.
And now,
Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Your random topics. Sports or otherwise.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
Guys, we'll start with some softballs here. With NFL free agency right around the corner, which running back would you rather pursue? Would it be Saquon Barkley? Would it be Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, or Austin Eckler?
Ooh.
Josh Jacobs. And I love Quan.
Not Saquon?
Only because
that's your guy.
He's younger. Josh is younger. And
by what, a year?
Or two?
1 year.
Only 1 year?
He's 25. Saquon's 26.
Less injuries? How many injuries has Josh Jacobs had?
Dang, man.
I'm a Penn State guy, so I'll take Saquon Barkley.
I'm going to take Derrick Henry. Yeah. I just would want to have that dude on my team.
Yeah.
I realize he's got a lot of wear and tear, but he's a beast.
Can you imagine him walking off the bus?
Yeah.
The Adonis effect of like guys in warm-ups looking and being like, new guys in the league, they look over, who's that big guy over there? Is that like a DN? No, that's a running back. You have to tackle that guy.
Yeah,
I wanted him 2 years ago.
I just don't know.
3 years ago.
I just don't know what LeVar's problem with Saquon is.
Because if I say Saquon, that's what's...
We wouldn't call you a homer. I swear we wouldn't.
You would.
You could switch. You
want
to switch?
Okay, I want Saquon.
All right, you homer.
There you go. There we go.
Of course.
So typical.
Yeah. But I'm a Vegas fan, so I want Josh Jacobs, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm a Las Vegas
fan. I don't
know.
I mean, if they're going to make threats like we'll take the head off the snake like they're doing in podcasts, I don't know if I can trust Vegas. Mm. It just seems like
why not?
Very disrespectful what they're trying to do.
That'd be $10.
Damn.
Yep.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, from running backs to wide receivers, who would you rather pursue? Michael Pittman Jr., Mike Evans, or Calvin Ridley, even though we've discussed that contract?
But. Oh, God. Calvin Ridley, just because.
Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah,
I'm going with
Michael.
Gamble with him.
Hey, I need a gambling
buddy. You want
to gamble? Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, man. I need a gambling
Cold-blooded.
Buddy. Yeah, I'll go Calvin Ridley, of course.
Cold-blooded.
I'm going with the old head. I'm going with Mike Evans. I think he's put together a Hall of Fame career. I really do.
I would have took him 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. That's all.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's 1,000 a year. You get 1,000 yards receiving every single year from Mike Evans.
Print it, LeVar. Yep. Print it. 1,000 yards next year.
You guys are homers. You're a homer.
Okay. You went to A&M.
Yeah, I know. But he plays in Florida. Like right down the street from you.
Yeah. Well, for now.
Like, what, about 2 hours, 3 hours down the street?
3 hours. Okay. Actually, maybe a little more.
A little more? All right.
Guys, would you rather be given $1 million straight up or $10 million for getting 5 rebounds in an NBA game?
I'm going rebounds.
Give me $10 million for getting 5 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm going to get the rebounds.
I can get the rebounds.
Jeez.
Jonas, you take the million.
No, I'll take my chances on the rebounds.
How's that going to
happen? No way.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know how I block
out. You need a step stool just to be able to jump up.
No, you know how I block.
It could be like a Teen Wolf moment where he turns into a teen vampire, you know.
He likes to block out.
Yeah, like you know how I block out. And
well,
plus,
you might have not have known that Jonas is a vampire.
All kinds of stuff
you know?
To get guys out of the way.
And, I mean, it would just depend on who is playing. Like which team's going to give you a lot of missed shots? Like, probably
why is
the
my
Lakers.
Guy from Duke? Why is the guy, my guy from Duke escaping my mind right now?
Who's that?
Who?
Grayson Allen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jonas would be like Grayson Allen right out there. Trying to trip dudes
taking
and all kinds
me
of
out
stuff just to get rebounds.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
What all else right we got, Lee?
Guys, would you rather be 10 centimeters tall or 10 feet tall?
10 feet.
10 feet? Why would you want to be 10 centimeters?
Yeah, 10 feet would be sweet.
What
10 centimeters, though, I would be one cold piece moving around. Like, oops, what was that? Who was that?
Slap you with a fly swatter and kill you, Lee.
Yeah, like
oop, who was that?
Hey, what is 10 centimeters? Like, what's like an insect or are we talking like?
You're talking like an ant.
Yeah, Lee, like you're going to get killed.
Yeah,
so
I'm good.
When you and kill you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't.
This is terrible. Was this Jonas's?
Yeah, that was Jonas's.
10 centimeters or 10 feet?
10 centimeters is never a good idea.
Well, yeah. It's
oh,
not,
no,
it's not
Joel.
Well
dang,
said,
what
Joel
you trying to say, Joel?
Yeah.
What you trying
to wake up LeVar right quick?
Jeez, man, you made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You didn't wake me up.
Go underwater and see 10 centimeters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh. You guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, we have every idea about what we're talking about.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, would you rather be stuck in a cage with a lion or in a pit with rattlesnakes?
Say again?
In a cage with a lion or in a pit with rattlesnakes?
I'm going to go with the lion.
Rattlesnakes.
Is this the last one? Yeah, I'm going to go with the lion. Is this the last one?
This is so
I'm
bad.
Going with the lion because I got a chance. I could talk to the lion. You know, we could go eye to eye. They would take away the element of surprise.
Snakes just.
I have more of an opportunity with one lion in front of me than I do with a pit of rattlesnakes, which, by the way, rattlesnakes are venomous.
Yeah. I'll go with this.
You're out of there.
Yeah, I'll go with the rattlesnake.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a rattlesnake. It's rattlesnakes.
That's fine.
Right.
You don't think I could take at least one or two out before they got to me?
You're in a
See,
pit
that, I was
of
thinking,
them.
Like, I would just give the lion, like, an arm. Like, let him have my arm.
There you go. There you go.
Next thing you know, you'll end up on Tiger King. So that's fine.
Well, one of them lost their hand or arm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's the point. Now, do you get out? Like, is there a time period? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the parameters around this deal? Are you in there for life? Like, I don't want either one.
I'd imagine it wouldn't take long for them to do away with you.
So, okay, so let's say 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
10 minutes in a snake pit or a lion's den. I'm going with the lion's den. I could at least try to run from the lion for 10 minutes, you know, climb up on something. Something. Really? You got more of a fighting chance.
In an enclosed environment for 10 minutes?
Yes, like stop. You know how you used to play like It Takes, you'd be like, stop, stop that, stop. You know, you'd be like getting around the car. And
I don't think they speak English, though.
Yeah, well, they understand, you know.
Could be a language barrier.
Yeah, could be.
What else we got?
Rawr, 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 rawr.
Last
rawr,
one here rawr for you guys. Would you rather be sticky for life or itchy for life?
Oh,
sticky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Although being sticky would start
like
to get
Jonas's
on my nerves.
Clothes hamper.
Yeah. Are we allowed to do this?
Ew,
are we really?
What?
I mean, because I got all sorts of material that I've been keeping
got
in the holster. I'm not doing
ew
it.
Ew.
I am not doing it. Professional broadcaster.
Said that's how all Jonas right lives now.
All my material has been
we
left
know
on the side.
We know Jonas's
he's
choice.
He's got all those stiff socks sitting around.
Sticky man, we need some spoons.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS-SUV.